This is my resistance induction file. I want you to resist this induction. I want you to focus your entire intention on not going into trance. I want you to try as hard as you can to prevent yourself from going into trance. And notice that the more you try, the more you pay attention to the idea that you are going into trance. The harder you try, the more difficult it becomes, almost like trying to lift your own body weight 100 times. The harder you try, the more effort you put into it, the more exhausting it is, and the more you find yourself inevitably weakening and not being successful. I want you to focus on your arm. I want you to try your best to keep your arm from growing lighter, to keep your arm from rising up off of the place it's resting. I want you to look at your arm. I want you to pay attention to your arm. Keep your mind completely on your arm and make sure that you do not let it rise. Try your best to hold it down and notice that the harder you try, the lighter it gets. The harder you try, the lighter it gets. The lighter it gets, the higher it rises. You try as hard as you can, putting all of your effort into holding your arm down, and notice that all it does is get lighter and lighter. So even while you're actively trying to hold it down, it gets lighter and lighter. The lighter it gets, the higher it starts to lift. You find very quickly that trying so hard to hold your arm down makes it just get lighter and lighter. You get far more exhausted. It gets more difficult the longer you go. It's almost as if your body is rebelling against you, as if you've listened to this induction with the intent of going into trance, even though I told you not to. I told you to try to resist me. I told you to put every bit of effort you can into trying not to go into trance. I want you to resist me. I want you to keep your mind on the effort it takes, to notice that the harder you rebel, the harder you try not to go into trance, the more relaxed your body becomes. As your body relaxes, your arm grows lighter. And you notice that just as your attention went to your body relaxing, then you had to switch gears and think about trying to hold your arm down because it just suddenly got lighter. As soon as your attention fails in one area, your unconscious mind allows it to respond to the things I'm telling you to try to resist. Your unconscious mind knows that the purpose of this file is to put you in trance, and all you are doing is consciously trying to resist it. You'll find very quickly that your unconscious mind is far stronger than your conscious waking mind, that the more you try to resist the effort, the more effective your unconscious mind becomes at producing exactly that which you are trying to resist. Trying implies failure. Resisting implies failure. The harder you try, the harder you resist, the more you find that your resistance is ineffective. The more you find that exactly the opposite becomes reality. The more you find that putting that effort and thought and focus into trying to resist makes exactly what you're trying to resist happen. It lets your unconscious mind know in no uncertain terms that this is what you want to happen. Your unconscious mind knows that you just need to try to resist things. Your conscious mind just needs to try. It doesn't need to succeed. In fact, you really want to go into trance, but you want to do it as if you had no choice. You want to be forced into trance, and in order to be forced, you must try to resist against it. Because it isn't forcible if you just go along with it. It isn't forcible if you just let it happen. So all you need to do is try not to do it. Try not to go into trance. Try not to lift your arm. Try to keep it where it rests, and notice that it gets lighter and lighter and lifts anyway. The higher it lifts, the harder it is to hold down. The higher your arm rises, the more quickly it rises. The higher your arm rises, the harder it is for you to resist. And the harder it is for you to resist, the more successful your unconscious mind is at producing the effect that this file is intended for. As you keep your mind so intently on what you want not to happen, that is exactly what happens. Because you are focused so much on trying not to do something, it is the only thing you can think about, and the only thing that actually happens. Your unconscious mind knows that its job is to act on the things that you think about, and as you are trying to resist going into trance, your unconscious mind is given that signal that trance is exactly what you want. Trance is exactly what needs to become your reality, your awareness. And part of trance is, of course, your body relaxing, so try not to relax it. Try to keep your muscles tense. In fact, I want you to put all of your effort onto tensing up every single muscle in your body all at the same time. I want you to hold your body so tight, so tense, that nothing is going to relax you. No matter how powerful that effect is, it's not going to relax you. No, you are trying your best to remain tensed up, to hold that tension in your muscles, to even make it worse, to make it stronger. Because if you do that, then you are successfully trying to resist. Though it doesn't take very long to realize that you cannot maintain that resistance, it doesn't take very long to know that you are going to fail. It doesn't take very long for your muscles to give out and for them to relax even without your conscious approval. You can't maintain that resistance forever, and in fact that resistance itself is making it more difficult. The resistance is driving the effect. The harder you try to resist, the more futile it becomes. The more likely it is that you will actually go into trance. Your unconscious mind knows that's what you want. It is working against your conscious mind, and your unconscious mind is much, much more powerful. Your conscious mind must be shown that focusing on something you don't want is exactly the way to get it. Focusing on anything is exactly the way to make it happen, because it remains in your mind, it remains part of your focus, and there's no way to avoid thinking about something you're told to resist thinking about. There's no way to avoid putting your thoughts on something you're told to not think about. Thus, the very effort of trying to resist going into trance now is exactly what drives you to go into trance now. Is exactly what drives your arm to lift higher and higher, to float in the air. The harder you try to hold it down, the higher it goes, the lighter it gets. And as you focus on your arm, you notice that your body has now relaxed 10 times further. Your eyes have long since given up any ability to remain open. As you are trying to resist trance, your eyes are growing heavier. As your eyes grow heavier, they grow more comfortable. It is very hard to resist something that is comfortable. It's like trying to resist going to sleep while you lay in bed at the perfect temperature with just the right firmness in the mattress, and all that exhaustion weighing heavily on your mind. And all you can do is think about trying to stay awake, and that is exactly the last thing that happens. The last thing you remember is trying to resist, and the next thing you know, you're waking up at the end of failure, at the end of having gone into trance, going into trance now even. Your body has already relaxed as you can no longer hold the tension in your muscles. Your arm has lifted higher than you ever wanted it to because you tried to resist so much, and it so quickly rose into the air. So easily, so effortlessly grew lighter and lighter as your body relaxed. It was easy for your arm to grow even lighter still. As you tried to not relax your body, your arm was given freedom to raise into the air. And as you brought your attention back to that, you noticed that you could no longer lower it. and focusing on your arm caused your body to relax. All of this intense focus is tiring out your poor conscious mind as your unconscious effortlessly overcomes it and pulls you down into that wonderful, relaxing, comfortable trance that you tried not to go into. Trying is only second place in the race of what wins. Trying is the first loser. You can only do in order to succeed, and all you've done is try. And all that has accomplished is fail. So as you tried not to go into trance, you went right into trance, didn't you? And now that you're in trance, you'll find that the words trance time, when spoken by me or written by me, will put you back into trance. Even if you try to resist succumbing to those words, they just have the powerful magnetic effect of pulling you down into this comfortable state of relaxation. Even against your own will, it seems, because your unconscious mind is so much more powerful, and your unconscious mind knows what you really need, knows that you really need relaxation, knows that your conscious mind only wants to try to resist, but doesn't want to succeed in doing so. Isn't that right? Those words, trance time, have an instant, automatic, and powerful effect to put you into this lovely state of trance that you are trying so hard not to enter. Good luck with trying, and if you have managed to succeed, just start this file again. Go ahead, try not to do it. That's right, those words, trance time, instantly, automatically, and against all of your efforts to try to resist, will bring you back down into the same state of wonderful, pleasant relaxation. Whether you are awake or already in trance, trance time just makes your body relax, makes your mind relax, causes you to focus more intently on my words, to keep my words so much a part of your thoughts that you cannot resist thinking them. You cannot resist accepting the words that I tell you. You cannot resist successfully reaching that deep trance, going into trance now. And you will wake up at your own pace whenever you are ready. If you have another file after this one, you may just stay in trance and let it play out, since you no longer need to try to resist. All you need to do is enjoy the trance.